Okay, continuing in the Gemara, we're on the third line of the Flamin of the base. How the Amalei the Chavri my boys by Ara Amalei Miplanya Zavina Va'achalte Shnei Chazaka. Somewhat similar to some of the other cases we've been dealing with. Amalei said to Miplanya Gazlanahu, and apparently that was a knockout taina, right? With that taina, he would have won, except for the funny advice thing. What is this taina planya gazanalhu? That's obviously a winning taina. So this is a machlok between the Rashbam and Tosos. The Rashbam says it's based on, what we've been discussing in the previous sugya, and what's very explicit mem alpha based. Planya gazanal, he means I'm claiming that Pluni, the middleman, is a gazlan. And I'm claiming I never sold him. I'm claiming he's a goslin. What gives you the right to claim he's a goslin? After all, you have 3 years of chazaka. The answer is based on the principles of alpha, alpha, and base. You have a chazaka, but you didn't see him buy it from me. And we have no evidence that he lived there for one day. It's not Darbi Yom Echad. So just like the guy who's Darbi Kashtava, but Elisa, that if you bought from someone, but you don't have Eidah Shadarbi Yom Echad, and you don't have a tiny of Kami Didi Zabna Minach, then that's a chazak sheni mataina, and we assume that you lose. So basically, the Rashbam says Plani Gazlan is just a claim that Plony stole it, and it's a classic case mem alef and beis darba kashta b'lisa of chazak sheni mataina. Tosos says that it's not the case of mem alef and beis, rather it's the case of mem zayin and alef, and all the other Rishonim view Tosos here. Why? It's not a lamdish machlokas, just linguistically. Because we have lots of sugyas where I say, you claim to have bought it from him, but I never sold it to him, etc. And how do you know that he was the real owner? And they never use the word gazdana. This Rashbam would say, who cares? This sugya does. But Tosas and the other Rishonim say, no, this is referring to a sugya with the word gazlan. Mem zayinu and aleph. A gazlan has no chazaka, meaning if you prove that someone's a gazlan, then even if he was there for 3 years, or even if he sold it to someone who's there for 3 years, that doesn't help. Because once you prove he's a goslin, of course, it could be that he's a proven goslin who happened to have honestly bought this field. But since the odds are slim, then once he's a proven goslin, ain chazaka le goslin. And that's what Tosos and all the other Rishonim say. That is based on the Gemara Mem Zayin and Aleph. Okay, if I was printing the Shasa with parentheses, Tosos daf Mem Zayin and Aleph, maybe some of the newer Shasas have, where it says goslin ain lo chazaka. Okay, either way, the Ma'ara had a winning taina. Either his taina was, I claim he's a goslin, and you're like the guy in Kashtabi Lisa, who has 3 years, but doesn't have Aegis, the Moch, who was there for Yom Echad, or I prove he's a goslin. It's a rule. Once I prove he's a goslin, we assume that the land was stolen and not bought. Okay, this is my folks, I'm wrong. Exactly. What do you have to prove in order to prove he's a goslin? What kind of goslin does he have to be? Chorim Kast like both. Either I prove that he's in general a violent person who kills people and steals things, or I prove that this particular land he tried to steal once. Continuing. So, Amrli, Vasli Sadi, Dasai Imlechabach, Vamrli Zil Zavin. But I have witnesses that I came to ask you if I should buy it from that guy who you claim stole it, and you gave me advice to buy it from him. By giving me advice to buy it from him, you're Modeh that it's really his. So Amarle, Ashani Northly Rishon Goshimanu, the guy said, no, I didn't give you advice. So I was molded. I wasn't giving you good advice and being molded that it was his and said for you to buy it. I was giving you bad advice. Actually, funny. The guy here is claiming to have violated an Issa Doraisa, right? Which Issa Doraisa did he clearly violate? Lifnei Iver, right? This is like classic Issa Doraisa Lifnei Iver. I tell you to buy something that you're gonna lose money on because I'm gonna make money. Right? So the guy, okay, apparently. It's you're allowed to make a taina, meaning you're not allowed to do the aveira, but it's a valid taina in court to say, oh, you should know what I did was an aveira. So he says, I didn't give you good advice. I violated an aveira. I give you bad advice. Basically, I tricked you into buying it from him because I said the first guy is a tough goslin, and if I sue him in court, I won't win because he's a tough guy. Maybe he owns the judges, or maybe he'll just come and beat me up or whatever. But you, I know you're a regular law-abiding citizen, so if I trick you into buying from him, then I could sue and win you in court, and therefore I wasn't being moda, I was just giving you bad advice.
We still believe him because Ein Mashina Atzmo Russia.
What about the rule of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Russia? After all, he's claiming he violated Lifnei Iver. apparently you're allowed to make a taina even if that taina is mesim atzmo rasha. In Eidos, it might be different. In Eidos, you're not allowed to give Eidos, which is mesim atzmo, rasha. But apparently, we see from our sugya, apparently, and that when it comes to making a taina in court as opposed to Eidos, then apparently you're allowed to be mesim atzmo rasha, because we accept his taina. Rav Dina Karmelita Dalit taina again. Not that it was okay for the guy to do it. I think if I was the Eber, it's hard for me to imagine any posting. I didn't look at the back of the Sefta. Chaim's not here. It's hard to imagine a posek who then comes up with a whole pilpul why it was okay for him to do this. Seems like a bad person. But nonetheless, he wins in court because Taka maybe was just tricking the guy and not being Moda.
And it also applies to cases in which he said that he did such and such a thing for such and such a reason, and we can be medayik from that that he didn't isser. Meaning he's not saying that I did an isser with Neiver, he's saying that I wanted to get it into your hands. In order to,
I mean, that is the Isser of Lifnei Iver, no?
No, that, yes, he did the Isser of Lifnei Iver, but he wasn't saying that I did an Avera.
Correct. We're not believing in the Afgamina of making him a Rasha. We're just believing a story that happens to involve Rishas.
Yes.
Correct. So, okay. So, but again, we're not getting into that, so you know. Okay. Let's continue. And you're right, but we're not getting into that, so you know. Let's go to the next sugya. Not in the next sugya. Come on. Admon, this only works when the Admon, the Tan Ha'ora al Asad of a Chasam al Abaid, right? If I claim you stole my field. And a similar case, except instead of saying that I advise you to buy it, actually signed as an aid on the shtar that you bought it. Admon Omar Shini Dochler Shigoda. Admon says the Ma'ara could win by the same taina. I could say, you know why I signed on that shtar that you bought the field? Because I wanted you to buy the field because it was easier to sue you. But not because I was moda that it was a valid sale. But Chachamim Omer, even as Chuzuk, I'm saying no. By signing on the shtar, I'm being moda that it's a valid sale, that it's really his to sell to you and it's not mine. And therefore, once I'm moda, I lose. So isn't this against the Rabbanan? No, I feel like Rabbanan. Hasam Avidli Ma'isav Al-Hacha Dibura. And therefore, Avid Inish Demikri Ve'Amar. No, even the Rabbanan Emet. The Rabbanan, and basically, what do they argue about? They argue about whether it is reasonable to assume that someone would sign as a shtar just as a trick when they didn't really mean it. So that's a machlokas. According to Rabbanan, if you do a maisa, we assume you really meant it. But over here, you didn't do a maisa, you just gave him advice. It was just a deeper. What do the Chum say? Anyone who signs as a witness on a maisa, on a shtar, they clearly understand that they're admitting that this is true. But over here, all he did was to have a private conversation with someone. All he did was deeper. And deeper, a person might happen to say just for a trick, even if he doesn't actually mean it honestly, and therefore Kuliyam is mold, then we pass like Rava. Next case. How Dhamma Lichami voice by Ara? Amar Lehmi Plani Zabinta Chatzne Chazaka. Start the same. Amar Lehmi Plani Gazlanohu. Okay? Here is controversial. It's very technical controversy, but nonetheless, the controversy, right? It's important to know not only Lundish Chakiras, but also what the Gemara actually says. The Rashba points out that it's a controversy whether we have the words Amalek Plania Gazlanahu or not. Okay, if we have those words, they probably mean the same as in the previous one. Rashbam says Rashbam, Tosos say Tosos, but do we have these words or not? The Rashba said there are two Gersos, whether or not you have those words. And Lechora, these two Gersos, even though the Rush seems to be a little funny, even the Tosos over the Rush, these two Gersos affect the Mahalach of the conversation. Because let's see who's talking. Amrle the Chayim voice by Ara. That's the Ma'ara talking. Amrle Miplani Zavinta Machal Shnei Chazaka is the Machzik talking. Amrle Plani Gadlan is the Ma'ara talking. Amrle Vahisli Sadi etc. would be the Machzik talking. But if you don't have the gears of Amrle Plani Gadlan who, then the next guy to talk is the Ma'ara. So the difference whether you have this gears or not is who's saying Vahisli Sadi Bechuli Bechuli, the Ma'ara or the Machzik. And that, again, I don't think it changed the lumbus, but it changed the whole case. Is the Ma'arer saying this or is the Masik saying this? So that depends on the two of your souls. If you're Medayka, again, the Rush is a little funny. I don't know how much I trust the Gerson in the Rush, but in all the Rishonim, if you're Medayka and what Gerson they had, you could see. But the Rashba sort of puts this on the table and points out that there are two of your souls, and that affects the Mahalach of who's saying Va'isli Sadi. It's a strange, again, I don't think it makes a lumbus difference, but it's a strange, and no one knows what this line technically means. But isli sade, I have Adim, the Asis Borta, we don't know who's saying that you came at night, but Amritli, and you told me, Zavna Nihali, right? The problem with Zavna is that, you know, again, there are those people who are grammar sticklers, where everyone's a Zvin and a Zvan and a Zvina and a Zavna, etc., are medayik, whether it's in Kal or in Hifel, but that never works because the people who copied over our text of the Gemara's and Rishonim were medayik in grammar. So the question is, what are the two ways, things that Zavna could mean? Exactly. Doesn't mean buy or doesn't mean sell. Like most places in Shas, again, in Aramaic grammar, there are rules for this, but it doesn't matter because the scribes over the generations were not makpid on Aramaic grammar, so it's hard to be medayik. So does it mean buy or does it sell? So we're not sure who's talking, and we're not sure if it means buy or sell. Those are the main things we're not sure of. Amrle is ben dinai. He says, oh, the reason I told you to zvan, nihali, of course, nihali also, like it means to me somehow, either sell it to me or buy it for me. Okay, well, that's more or less the same. It means either buy it for me or sell it to me. Ah, I was saying I'll buy my court case. Okay, what it means to buy the court case, but it means the same thing. Meaning sometimes people are willing to pay, what they call now, they're settling out of court, right? I'm willing to settle out, I'm willing to pay even though I'm right. Just because I offer to pay you doesn't mean I'm wrong. It means I'm right, but sometimes easier to pay than to fight. So maybe I said, go get it for a good price. I'd rather pay than fight. But that doesn't mean I'm wrong. I'm still right. Is that a good time? No, basically, it's the same question, similar question before. And what constitutes a das baldin? Does giving advice constitute a das baldin? No. Does signing at a shtar machlokes tanoim? Does offering to pay you for it constitute a das baldin? Or is it just, I'm not moda? I was just trying to avoid the issue and I'd rather lose money and not have to drag it out in court? So the answer is, amarava avidish daven dine. Ah, whoever was talking has a good taina. That it's common that someone would buy something. Again, izavan dine technically, it's common for someone to buy the thing that they are fighting over, or common for someone to buy out the fight, to buy the fight, to pay for, to avoid the fight. Either way, it is common for someone to offer to pay for something that's really, there's any way to avoid a fight, and therefore it doesn't constitute a das baldin. Okay, technically, what does this mean? So this depends on the girsa. If you have the girsa of Amrle Planya Gazlanahu, then who's talking? The Ma'ara says Planya Gazlanahu, so it's the Machzik, right? Who's saying Zavna Neely, right? Then it's the Machzik talking. If the Machzik is talking, then depending on what Zavna means, right, he either means. Then what does Zavna mean? If Zavna means buy, or Zavna means sell, if it means buy, then what is then Hakalis? What happened? The Machzik said, then it's the Machzik. I don't mean talking now, I mean talking God, the Machzik talking now. The Machzik said, I have Aden. That you, the Ma'arer, what are the odds you can get this straight by the time it gets onto the board? I've Aiden that you, the Ma'arer, asked me to buy it for you. Meaning, the Ma'arer asked the Machzik to buy it for him. And that's how we're saying the Ma'arer really had a dog. You asked me to go buy it for you, right? Meaning, I bought it from Planya. Apparently, you asked me to go buy it from Planya for you. And then what would have happened? Lachori, you asked me to buy it from Planya for you. And I double-crossed you a little. Okay, not clear if this is not an Avera, certainly not an Isidaraisa, probably not an Avera Gemura. I asked you to buy, the Ma'ara asked the Machzik to buy it for him. The Machzik says, you know what, sounds like a good idea, I'll buy it for myself. And then the Ma'ara says, but it was mine all along. Machzik says, then why did you ask me to buy it for you? It says, because it's been denied, and he wins. Right? And if the then the Machzik bought it for himself. And then when the Machzik bought it for himself, the guy said, I asked you to buy it for me, why did you buy it for yourself? He says, it's a free country, I can. He says, but it was mine all along. So what do you mean, then? Why did you ask me to buy it? Because it's been denied. And Rabbi says he's right. Okay, who says this pshat? Who says this pshat? Who says this pshat? Rabbeinu Chananel says this pshat, meaning not Rabbeinu Chananel is quoted in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Chananel in this Rabbeinu Chananel seems pretty clear that he says this pshat, right? What happens? He told him buy it for him. The guy bought it for himself. The guy who sent it said, Hushdalo. I mean, the guy who sent said it was buying all along, meaning the buyer is the one who sent. Okay, that's pretty explicit. This is the pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel. And I am convinced it's also the pshat of the Rashbam. You're not convinced. The Rashbam is very cryptic here. It's strange. Usually Rashbam says more than necessary. You both came over to tell me this morning. And here, I'm not making it up. You came over and say, how come the Rashbam said so many more lines than necessary if he's Rashi? And the answer is he's not. But over here, he was uncharacteristically cryptic. What does he say? Amar Rava. He says, V'amrili zavna nili, v'im shalchohai, if it was yours all along, you should have sued him and got it for free. Well, I'm not lobbying, not offering money. So I'm saying, he said, why did you offer to pay money if you could have sued him for free? Sound like it's the Ma'arer who offered to pay money, because the Ma'arer is the one who could have sued him, for free. Basically, what we're saying is that the Hotzi men, the Ma'arer was trying to buy it from the other guy, not from the Ma'asik. He met. So it sounds like the Ma'arer is trying to buy it from the Ma'asik. Sounds like Rashbam agrees with the Rach. He doesn't say too much, but from his lashon, it sounds like he agrees with the Rach. Again, don't tell me where Rabbi Yonah quoted the Rashbam is saying, so you also quote the Rach is saying something different than he said. Okay, the other option is if Zavda means sell, then it's a much simpler scenario. Then the Ma'arer asked the Machzik to sell it to him. The Ma'arer asked the Machzik to sell it. If it was really yours, why did you ask me to sell it to you? And the answer is, if been denied, who holds that? L'chor not the Rashbam says, L'chotzi mi menu, not mi meni. L'chor, that is Rinu Gershom. Oh, I should have put him on the course. I think I didn't. All right. Right, what does Rinu Gershom say? He says that someplace here. Kolomar afishu shalim and adin amarki ekne osam mimcha. Even though it's mine, it's my Ara talking. It's really mine. Ekne osam mimcha. I said it by it from you, not from him, but from you. The Ma'ara offered the Machzik, says, can you sell it to me? The Machzik said no. So he sued him and said, it's really mine in court. He says, how can you sue me? You were mowed by offering to buy it for me. He says, no, I offered to buy it for you to avoid lawsuit. And he said, no, I had no choice but to sue you. Now give it to me for free. And he wins. That is Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay, but that all works according to the Gersa of Amrili Plani Gazlan, which means the Machzik is talking about the Ma'arer saying Zavna Nili. The other Gersa is the Gersa of Rabbeinu Yonah and many others here. Rabbeinu Yonah, does not have this Gersa. Maybe it's explicit there. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, how the Amrle, etc. Okay, I mean, it's argued from silence, but he skipped this Gersa, but it's clear he doesn't have it, right? So what if you have the Gersa without Amrle Planya Gazlanahu? If you have the Gersa without that, then whose turn is it to talk? It is the Ma'arer talking now. Meaning now the Ma'arer is saying, I have Sadi that you Machzik told me to do something. Right? Because the last person to talk was the Machzik. Achal Tushnei Chazaka. Tani Zvatik Achal Tushnei Chazaka. Now the Ma'arer says, in which case it's about what the Machzik did. So again, it depends if Zavda means buy or Zavda means sell. And that's basically Rinu Yonah. It's funny. He quotes Rabbeinu Chananel and he quotes Rashbam. But he turns them both into the other direction. He turned them both into the into the other. He turned them both into something totally different. Again, I can't justify if he quoted one earlier Rishon strange. I would say maybe I got shot wrong, etc. Once he quotes two earlier Rishon strange, I can't justify it. And also the footnotes of the Rabbi Yonah point out they also can't understand. But says Rabbi Yonah, he says, what is the? He goes through these two pshatim. Well, forget. Let's figure out if it means by. Then what does it mean? It means the Maksik asked the Ma'arer, right? The Maksik asked the Ma'arer to buy it for him, meaning before he was a Maksik. The guy who wanted the land went over to the Ma'arer and says, can you buy it for me from this Panya? And then what happened? Basically, a guy went over randomly to his friend and said, can you buy it from Tanya? And then the friend went, and at least according to one version, and bought it himself. Well, okay, we have different versions here. Okay, let me try to keep track of this. Let's go in order. What does he quote from the Rabbi Nachman? The Masig asked him Ara to buy it from him, from Plomi. And bought it himself. And now the Ma'ara is not a Marakama now. The Ma'ara is not a Marakama. According to this chapter, the Ma'ara is not a Marakama. The Ma'ara is just saying, hey, you asked me to buy it from Plony, and I said, good idea, I bought it myself. So give me the land. The Masik says, what do you mean? I'm on the land, and I'm Gimel Shnei Chazaka. Guy says, but you admitted you were wrong, right? Meaning, the Ma'arer is not the Marakama. Remember, it's not godly. Everyone agrees that Planya was the Marakama. Everyone agrees Planya. Who's Planya? Jesse's the Marakama. Everyone agrees Jesse's the Marakama, and I'm sitting there in the land. And then I ask Dobie, go buy it for me from Jesse. So Dobie buys it himself. He says, I bought it from Jesse. I said, wait a minute, I'm on the land. He says, yeah, but you admit it was Jesse's. Yes, so you buy from Jesse, and I bought it for him. And I say, no, it's really mine. I lost my star, and Jesse was going to steal it back from me. So I said, it's been denied, and I win. That is very, very complicated shot. Very complicated shot. And this is what Rabbeinu Yonah says in the name of Rabbeinu Hananel. But it's not only Rabbeinu Yonah name Rabbeinu Hananel, many other Rishonim hold this as well. For example, okay, I didn't give all the Rishonim, but maybe I'll read one. If I'm keeping everyone straight, you see it's not so pushy to keep everyone straight here. For example, says the Rambam that Shimon said, I bought this land from Levi. Reuven says, what do you mean? You asked me to buy the land for you from Levi. And Shimon says, I take it back. That is the wrong. Okay, this is only this shot. Okay, Viter. Another pshat is the Rabbeinu Yonah himself. Another pshat of Rabbeinu Yonah himself. What did he say? He said that the Ma'arir to buy it for him from Plony. And the Ma'arer is the Marakama. Basically, the Ma'arer is the Marakama. He says, what do you do with my land? The Masik says, I bought it from Plony. The Ma'arer says, what do you mean you bought it from Plony? You sent me to buy it from Plony, thereby admitting you didn't buy it from Plony. If you admitted you didn't buy it from Plony, you have no rights here to go off my land. The guy said, no, of course I have rights here. I bought it from Plony. I just, Plony was going to steal it back from me, so I lost my shtar. So I figured Isbin Dinai, and he wins Isbin Dinai. That is the Rav Yonah himself. The Rav Yonah, in the name of the Rashbam, says, no, Zavah means sell. Once Zavah means sell, the scenarios become much simpler. I much prefer Zavah means sell. It's easier to keep track of. If I was teaching my kids, I would just say Zavah means sell and save myself a lot of trouble. What, if Zavah means sell, what does it mean? It means the Machzik asked the Ma'arer to sell it to him. By the way, who wins in the end? I hope it's clear who wins in the end. Meaning, in the first shot, the Arer wins in the end, and this shot, the Machzik wins in the end. Why? Because he had a valid Sheikh Hazaka and he fulfilled all the rules of Daf Memalech, either in Yishol Mecha or Khan Didi, etc. The Ma'ariv says, how can you win? You asked me to sell it to you. And so I asked you to sell it to you for Isbin Dinoi. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah says in the name of the Rashbam, but there's also many other Rishonim. It's not the Rashbam Shah. Commits, it's not, can't be. But the Rosh is winning, the Yotzit is winning, the Rambam says this way. That's exactly the case of the Rambam. The Rambam says this, and Tesai and Dalit, Rush, the Namuki Yosek, that seems to be a popular shot. Okay, so we have four or five pshatim. Exactly what happened. What?
The Rush is coming as well.
Yes, that's what I said. The Rush, I have a little, the Rush, I have trouble understanding because he seems to not have the right Gersa for himself. You should know, by the way, that in terms of the Gersos, our Gemara has Plani Gazlana. The Rif, different printings of the Rif have different Gersos. Our Rif has Plani Gazlana, but apparently earlier printings of the Rif don't. The Rush, I admit, I'm leaving the Tzarek Ian because he has Plani Gazlana, but it doesn't seem to make sense in terms of his chunk. So either you just have to say he has weird ways of reading Omerle, or that it's also for the Rush. And I'm not, you know, that's Tzarek Ian for me. I don't know that the Achron will solve this.
What kind of Arabic Gesh?
Let's see. That would be wonderful, right? Let's read the Rush. If Dobie says read the Rush, we read the Rush. What does the Rush say? He says, sorry, let me find it. If you already bought it from Plomi, so that the Ma'ara talking to the Masik. Says, if you already bought it from Plomi, so it's clearly the Ma'ara talking. So it's the Ma'ara talking, you can't be ready Gersha. So again, the Rush is a little bit Sarhidon, because he seems to have the wrong Gersha, unless you say that whoever copied over the Rush copied the Gemara from his Gemara and not the way the Rush had the Gemara. Or you just say two Amarleys in a row could be the same person. Both are Dachot. If you have a more clever answer, I'd be glad to hear it, but I'm skeptical. Okay, work on it. Weiter. Okay, in any case, of an image is of a deny, and we are going weiter. Next case. Hahu de Amar. Sorry, where am I? How do I have my voice by our Amelie Planya Zvintavech Zvinavachalda Schneekazaka? Amelie Bahadnikit Nishtar, this is Amelie in the hard by Schnid. You claim you bought it from Plony 3 years ago. Well, I bought it from Plony 4 years ago, so I win, and Plony ripped you off. Amrali, Misavit Shnei Chazaka Tlashni coming in. Did you think I meant 3 years when I said Shnei Chazaka? Apparently, he said actually the word Shnei Chazaka. You thought Shnei Chazaka means 3 years? Shnei Chazaka, too, I mean many years of Chazaka, right? It's a matter of interpretation. Stan Shnei Chazaka means 3 years because it means I had many years of Chazaka, right? I just didn't think it was important to mention how many they were because I didn't realize what you were going to say. Amarava, Vidin, Shtikar, Shinoto, Shnei Chazaka. Yes, that's a valid tying up. People might call a lot of your Shnei Chazaka, so we believe him that really he bought it first. Again, the Ma'arer bought it 4 years ago. The Machzik says, I meant I bought it even more than 4 years ago, so he wins. But here's the interesting part. Bahani Mili, again, you know, in terms of so far, it's just parallel to the other two. So it's a question of whether someone's words mean this and trips them up or it means something else and doesn't trip them up. Here's the lumdish part. Behind me, the da'achla sheva. The kadim chazaka the high, the star the hach. Aval shes and the chamacha gedolim so. Then we ask him, well, how many years did you mean? If he says 7 or more, then he wins. Why? Because he says, I've been in this land for 3 years before you bought it, which means it was mine, and that guy sold you the Brooklyn Bridge. But if someone says, I've been there for 6 years, then hold on a second. And obviously he doesn't have a shtar. Says, I have 6 years, meaning for 2 years, then he sold it to you. Selling it to two years counts the chazaka, right? If he sells it to someone else, at least b'shtar, which many of you say here, that counts as a mechah. So basically, I don't have a chazaka because I was machzei for 2 years, then he was mocheh by selling it to you. And he ruined my chazaka. So really, I lose. Okay, that is the... That is the chiddush here, and the Rishonim deal with two issues here. One issue is the discussion of the Rashbam in Dibur Hamaskil Vahani Mili and Tosos in Maskil Aval Achla Shishnin. The question of Migo. Why does he have a Migo or not? So, what are the two possible Migos we could deal with here? Well, let's see. If, what do we want to say? Let's say, if he says seven and has Adim on three, is he Naaman to say, I bought it from the Marakama 7 years ago, Miku, he'd say, I bought it from you 3 years ago, right? After all, you bought it 4 years ago, so I can claim that I bought it from you 3 years ago, right? I'm Naaman Litom Shekana Meha Marakama Lifnei Sheva Shanin Mingu Diyachalo Marakana Meha Me'arer Lifnei Gimel Shanin. That is two deos in the Rashbam here, right? That is the machlokas in the Rashbam, right? The Rashbam says that he is not, but he quotes a, what's the lashon here? Yesh Mefarshim, that he is, right? The Rashbam says he needs, basically the Rashbam says he needs eidos on 7 years. Not never to say he bought it 7 years ago, me, we could have said he bought it from you 3 years ago. And the Yesh Mefarshim says that he is. The Yesh Mefarshim bring a raya that he doesn't need Adim for all 7 years. Because if he needed Adim for all 7 years, then if he needed Adim for all seven, this is sort of side, the Yesh Mefarshim, a lot of cheshbonos in this service. What did the Yesh Mefarshim say? So let's just review. The Yesh Mefarshim, Rashbam say Neman. And the Rashbam says Eino Neman. Right? Meaning, therefore, you only need Eidos Gimel Shanim. Well, the Rashbam thinks you need Eidos Zayin Shanim because you're not Neman Bemigo. Who agrees with the Rashbam? Who agrees with the Yesh Omrim? Okay. What? Yeah, you were right, the Ramban. Right, I think the Ramban is a bit of a Das Yachid, right? The Ramban is a bit of a Das Yachid, at least the only one who explicitly agrees with this Yesh Mefarshim, right? I suspect the Ramban also agrees, but he didn't talk about it. I think he talks about it, hope he doesn't. So the Ramban is the big name going along with the Yesh Mefarshim, and all the other Rishonim are against the Yesh Mefarshim. All the other Rishonim disagree with the Yesh Mefarshim. Okay, do I need a list?
The Ramban said that he means that in the sugya there are eight.
The Ramban said he agrees that in the sugya there are eight, but if there were only 3 years of eight, you would win.
But does that mean
in the sugya there's 6 years of
eight? Does that mean that in a case like the sugya? Or does that mean that Ramban means in a case not like the sugya where there's no problem with Megillah Mefarshim and Tosfos?
It's clearly saying a case like the sugya, and I'll prove it in a moment. I think I will try my darndest to prove it in a moment. Okay, the Ramban is like this Yesh Mefarshim, but almost everyone else disagrees. The Rebbe Hananel disagrees, and the Reini Yona and the Rashba and the Ran and the Mukhe Yosef and the Magid Mishnah and the Meiri brings Judeus to Dark of Hakodesh, disagrees. And it's clear to me that Tosos would also disagree, although they don't discuss this case explicitly. But the Ramban and many Rishonim disagree. Okay. The interesting, a nice side point here, which we're not going to delve into now, is the Yeshiva Parsha Brigaraya, as quoted in the Rashbam. They say, well, you can't say that in our case you need Eidos on 7 years, because if you had Eidos on 7 years, then why would there even be a suffix? What he meant. There are Eidos, he was there for 7 years. So obviously he was there for 7 years. And then Tosfos, who obviously doesn't hope the Yeshiva Parsha gets out of that, by saying, Avali lo avid, avagav the isli sadi, the achla sheva shnen, lo mem ninan, the iu de machshlum, the lo achla shne chazaka, the initial shonim, which is basically with Rashbam, also says, hadas balding me, even dummy, meaning there's a side point here. What's the side, machlokes? The side machlokes is the Yeshiva Farshim say, I'm not sure that the Rabban would agree, but the Yeshiva Farshim say that if he had Eidos of Zion Shanim, then he would win. He would win.
Even without Avid Enish.
Exactly. He would win even without Ovid Inish Vechuli. And what does Rashbam say back? And Tosos and many other Rishonim agree. Says the Rashbam, the Ode, no. Without Ovid Inish, there is Hoda'as Baldin Shehaya Sham Rak Gimel Shanim, which beats Aiden. So Das Balden beats Aiden. That's not the controversial part, that Das Balden beats Aiden. Basically, what's the side machlokas here? The Rashbam says, what do you mean? Our discussion here is about Hodas Balden. Until Rava said of an image, we thought there was Hodas Balden. Hodas Balden beats Aiden. So it could be that we're 87 years, but Das Balden beats Aiden. The Ishmael first would think, no, it's not that we thought there was a Hodas Balden. We never thought there was Hodas Balden. It's just that you have no right to change your time over that of an inch. But not midin odas baldin, midin lack of ability to change a taina. Okay, that will be very, we're going to come back to this point in the sugya very soon, the towing because we're towing, right, which is coming up just the very next sugya pretty much. But here, meaning, what was the problem before Rava? What was the problem before Rava? Until Rava, what was the problem? Right? That's the machlokas here. Until Rava, the problem was Hodas Baldin. First of these, but first one would obviously say that until Rava, there's no Hodas Baldin. The problem was that you're not allowed to change your taina. Not when there's a balding, you're not allowed to change your taina. If you have Aiden, then Aiden proved. But you're not allowed to change your taina. And that was saying, you're not changing his taina, that's what he meant to hold on. Okay, this can be interesting. When a guy makes a taina and wants to change it, is he working against the Dos Balden, or is there a rule you're not allowed to change your taina? That is my focus in the first Rashbam here, but we're going to come back to that. Put them in your back pocket for now. Okay, let's go back to our sugya. What's the second question? The second question, what if he said six and has Aiden, let's say he says six, we'll be a little more vague. He said six, but he could have said three. He loses when he says six, right? He said six. He says six. Mm-hmm.
The Gemara says he loses, right? Why does he lose? Hare eslomigo biyacho lomar shakana meha me'arer lifne shavot.
Right? Why is our Gemara Maskana say he loses if he has said 6 years? I claim I bought it from the Marakama 6 years ago. You bought it from 4 years ago, there's a macha. It could still be true that it works from the Marakama 6 years ago. So, why aren't I Neman? But Miko, I could have said I bought it from you. That's the question which Tosos asked in Dibur Masko Aval, and all the Rishonim are very, very, very concerned by. So, okay, what are some of the answers? What are some of the answers? Why in the Gemara's Maskana? Shista en l'cha b'cha g'dol l'mizol. If I say six, then I lose. Remember, if I say six, why do I lose? Because I was machzik two, then the guy made a macha, and the macha takes away my chazaka. So why do I lose if I say six, after all? I say I bought it from the Marakama 6 years ago, but Migra, I could have said I bought it from you 3 years ago. So why don't I win?
After a sale happens on land, then that is such an intense type of macha that you would always have achlish shtaracha, or you would always have to hold on to your shtar.
But I have a migo. You're saying, okay, you're saying something which is interesting. I don't think this is in the Rishonim, is what you're answering the next question. You're answering the question in part 3 of the Makaros, not the question part 2 in the Makaros. But maybe you're relevant here. Did any of the Rishonim say this? That doesn't make it possible. He's saying, you can't use a migo against Achvei Shtarcha. That's what you're saying. Since the guy had made a macha, when is a macha, I should be holding a shtar. We say Achvei Shtarcha. You can't use a migo against Achvei Shtarcha. It's like a migo against an Anan Tzadi. That's interesting. The Rishonim very rarely say this. The Achronim love it, right? We mentioned it last year, 2 years ago, whenever. I think last year. But you're right. Remember, that was the pre-shir, dre-shir, whoever's on the cover sheet. You're saying it's a migo against an Achvei Shtarcha. Okay, so one answer is Yoni. Yoni,
makes sense.
If you find this in the Rishonim, I'm sure you can find it in the Achronim. Find every Achronim. Although there's enough in Rishonim here, they don't have as much incentive. Says Yoni, it's a migo. Migo lo mahani. Neged. You know, the Anan Sadi or the Chazaka, Neged HaHochacha, Shel Achvei Shtarcha. After all, it can't be that you're telling the truth, because then where's your Shtar? Therefore, the Anan Sadi, Achvei Shtarcha, beats the Migo. Okay, what did Rishonim say? Anyone?
The Rishbam says that you can only have Eidus in 3 years, and it's like your Shtar is only 3 years, so you can't build a Migo based off of that.
The Rashbam says if your shtar is only 3 years, it's like you have a shtar for 3 years, and so why can't I build a migo off of that? After all, I still have a migo. You might be right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just asking you to explain a little more, because I'll admit that if you ask me personally, I would say I'm not 100% sure if I understand exactly what the Ramban is trying to say, but I'd love you to tease out what you think the Ramban is trying to, what the Rashbam is trying to say. The Rashbam does say something like that, right? What is he saying? He says that where is this? Someplace here. Yes, Mefarshim, etc. The lav milsi shari chazakim of shtarmes lo yecheskes gimel shana achronim sheish lo edema leim el shtar shal gimel shanim. It's only as good as a shtar of gimel shanim. But he doesn't explain. But why not use a migo? Like he never asked. And why not use a migo? He says just like a shtar of 3 years. Okay, so why if I have a shtar of 3 years, why can't I use a migo with that?
Maybe it was like
Tosos. I'm not sure. Maybe Ari is right. I'm just not sure what he's saying. What is Tosos answer?
Migo's an offer.
Where did you get that phrase from? The Pisgah Rid, no? Oh, if that's the Pisgah Rid uses that phrase. Oh, I think it's trying to say the same idea. Most Rishonim say like Tosfos. The Pisgah Rid uses the phrase Migol Afreya. And I think he's working together the same way. Tosfos doesn't use the phrase, but I think you're right. That when you read the Pisgah Rid and you read Tosfos, you put them together, I think you did so correctly. Like a lot of Rishonim saying the same thing in different words. What's the basic half of Tosfos? Why is this not a Migol? Because, keep in mind, I bought it from the Marikana. Someone else comes and sues me, right? I bought it from the Marikana. The Ma'ader, who I didn't buy it from, comes and sues me. So hold on, I have to answer him right away. Right as the Torah Pisgah Rid say, if he had come and sued me and put everything on the table first, he obviously didn't put everything on the table first, right? He was trying to play games, like one of those lawyer TV shows. He said, what are you doing in this land? I say, oh, I bought it from Plomi and I ate it Shnei Chazaka. And then he says, well, you know, I bought it from Plomi 4 years ago. When he first came, I don't know if he bought it from Plomi or not. Or even if I know, I can't prove he bought it from Plomi or not, right? Some of them should say, I don't know if he bought it from Plomi. Or I can't prove he bought it from Plomi. Basically, he has the chips in his hand. If he wants, he could say, I bought it from Plomi. Or if he wants, he could just put the shtar in his pocket. Button his pocket and zip it up and say, what do you mean? It's Plomi's land. So basically he has something over me. If I would say I bought it from you 3 years ago, he would say, who am I? I never owned it at all. You lose. Right? Then I'd be a chazak she'im matayna. So I couldn't originally say I bought it from the Ma'arer because I don't have proof that the Ma'arer ever owned it, and therefore it would be a dangerous taina. Again, Tzvi comes to me in court and says, what are you doing in this land? Well, I say, I bought it from you, Tzvi, 3 years ago. So you might say, you bought it from me 3 years ago? What do you mean? I'm just the lawyer for the Marikamba. And now that you admit you didn't buy from Marikamba, you lose. And then you can work it out with Marikamba. You'll win $100 and it'll give you the life. Right? So therefore, now I have a Migo. But now it's a Migo my Freya, as Dovi says in footnotes and something. Is that what you meant?
It sounds like it's more than like You couldn't have even made the time. It's not that you didn't make the time.
Right. I mean, okay, it might be a matter of semantics. Okay, so that's what Tosfos and other Rishonim say. Which other Rishonim say more or less the same idea as Tosfos? I wrote it down here someplace. The Rashba, the Rebbe Yosef, the Ritva, the Rebbeinu Yonah, the Rush. I think the Pisgah Rid is saying the exact same thing. Basically, many, many, many Rishonim, Tosfos, Rashba, who did I even say? Rosh, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Yosef, I'm sure I'm missing some. Who else is on my list here? Lots of Rishonim. Kids are lots of Rishonim. The Ritva, the Pisgah Rid, all say that it's not a good Migo because he could not and would not have said originally Kanusi Mimcha Lifnei Gimel Shanim. Because then, Migu, as far as a liar, could have said this. He couldn't have said this. He could have said it if he knew then what he knows now. That's like being a friend. But he couldn't have said it because then the Ma'arer would have denied buying it. And the Marikamba would have taken the land. Basically, what's me go? If I was a lawyer, I could have said I worked for me 3 years ago. I couldn't have. So then you would have said, I'm no one. I'm just a lawyer for the Marikamba and the Marikamba wits. So I had to say, even if I'm a lawyer, I would have had to say that I bought it from the Marikamba 6 years ago. And therefore, there's no me go. Okay, that's what most Rishonim, say. The Rabbi Yonah quotes from Rav Haigon, who is apparently bothered by this, right? Apparently the Rav Haigon is bothered by this. And that's why Rav Yonah quotes from him and says, give me a second. He adds a fourth person. Notice, Pshad in our Gemara, there's three people. Hard enough to keep track of that way, right? Practice stuff, you only give up so many people out here. There's the Masik, the Marakama, and the Ma'arir. Rav Haigon adds a fourth person. Why did Rav Haigon add a fourth person? And Rav Yonah surmises, in order to avoid this ego. Maybe Rav Haigon added a fourth person. What did he add? And we get a Masorah. Compared to everyone else, he added everyone else has the three characters. Everyone else says cast be three, maybe three actors for this play. Rav Haigon says be four actors for the play. Why? Rav Yonah says, reasonably enough, in order to avoid the Migo, how does he add a fourth character? Let's see if I can keep track of this. Right? What does Rav Haigon say? He says that the Machzik bought from someone who bought from the Marakama. Right, the machzik bought from someone who bought from the Arkama. That is Rav Haigon. Right, I'll read it to you. Amarle zavantami Levi deznavna Yehuda vechafle shnei chazaka. And then the Ma'arir says, "But I have a shtar that I bought it from Yehuda." Let's review this. Ready? We'll use names here. Okay. Shimon Hamachzik Ta'an Shekana Milevi Shekana Mihuda. Now, how long ago? What does he say? Let's see. Wrong way. I apologize. Here's good. The economy of Yehuda. And then what happens is that Reuven Hama'arer Pan Shekana Mi'Yehuda Lifnei Arba Shanim. Right? And then what does Shimon say? Shimon says that I claim
getting this right.
I'm the Reuben, I'm really Shimon. Shimon's a Maxik. Shimon said I bought it from Levi, bought it from Yehuda, and I ate it for 3 years. Reuben says I bought it from Yehuda 4 years ago, and you bought it from Levi. And you bought from Levi something that doesn't belong to him. And then he says, he didn't have anything other than Levi. Every Atsuin told me, okay, good. That, precisely. Shekana Yehuda Lifnei. Sheishanim. What's the problem? The problem is that Shimon can't use a Migo here. Yes, Shimon said, Migo, I could have said I bought it from you, Ruben, 3 years ago. Believe me what? Believe me that I bought it from Levi. Yeah, we believe that we bought it from Levi, but how do we know Levi bought it from Yehuda? We believe you bought it from Levi, but how do we know Levi bought it from Yehuda? Since we don't know Levi bought it from Yehuda, therefore the Migo doesn't work. The Migu doesn't work for Chazak Shani Matanya. Now remember, that was our previous sugya. The Lush of the Rift ain't something to be Vadai, even for Migu. And therefore, this is what Rav Haigon said. Rav Haigon says, therefore, Migu lo mehani le Shimon ki ain lo tainas bari. Shimon is no tainas bari, means the okenta is that. We don't know that Levi is in the house for one day, right? Then Shimon would have a valid time. And Shimon doesn't say, Kami Dizal, let me know. Shimon would have won if he was there for 7 years, because he'd say, who cares that you bought it? Who cares that you bought it, that you bought it 4 years ago? I was there beforehand. And there's no, I was there, I bought it from Levi. And Yehuda has no proof to use the Marakama. Okay, so we have no proof that he was the Marakama. And therefore, if Reuben has a shtar 4 years ago, he wins. Shimon doesn't have a migo because Shimon doesn't have a tainis bari, and you can't use a migo without a tainis bari. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah interprets Rav Haigoin. Okay, let me just point out, how would these fit these pshatim? How would these fit these pshatim? If you say, let's add the Ramban. Sorry. What does the Ramban say? Anyone? How does the Ramban answer why if you're 6 years ago, don't give a meager, you could have said I bought it 3 years ago? Says the Ramban makes Okenta. What's Okenta? Okenta, not a crazy Okenta. The Yesh Edim Al Kol Sheish Hashanim. M.K. Eino yocho lito shekana lifnei shalosh shanim. There's eidim, he's been there for 6 years. That gets to the next part of it. So yeah, there's eidim on all 6 years. They've retained claim they bought us 3 years ago. It says, what do you mean you bought it 3 years ago? We have eidim, you were there for 6 years. Therefore, you have no right to claim you bought it three years ago. So you have proof that you've been there for 6 years. And if not, if you didn't have eidim, it would work out. But if he does have
Aiden,
right?
The answer to that he claims that the first 3 years were Luperos.
That's what Rabbi Yonah says back to Ramban, right? Morty? The Ramban does not say that. The Ramban says, That's only because there were Edom for all 6 years. You're saying what Rabbi Yonah says back in. Aval em, give me a second. Ish Edom al Rak Gimel Shanim. Then he is Naman Bemigo. That's the nafkamina between Ramban and everyone else. The Ramban says if there be Edom on 3 years, he'd be Naman Bemigo. And everyone else says even if there's Edom on 3 years, he's not Naman Bemigo. I'm going to have to. Okay, I should have raised the board a long time ago. Sorry. Just bear with me. Have patience. I like to take a picture of the board. Chaim, we missed you. We miss you.
It's a shame in the future.
Amen. Amen. Not that I want to get into not have a lot of chasmas until it'll be till 4 in the morning. Yeah. But somehow, we'll have to work that out. You see the difference between Ramban and everyone else. Ramban says if you're Edom on 3 years, you would have a migo.
Yeah.
But since there's Edom on all 6 years, you don't have a migo. Okay, the last answer is the Yad Rama, who gives a peculiar answer, which is a little hard to understand. Says the Yad Rama, why is it Omega? V'lo amrin on Migo di bar yomer lekech minach zavante v'chal shnei chazach kikyomer v'bayil mishon zavante v'kame z'vini yudach v'hemen. Why? Dabar rir nami ha-shmaitz ed eishas ish. You can look up the Yad Rama, the shmaitz ed eishas ish. He basically says the same words he says here. V'lo amrin Migo v'hamel sal hechad ha-ach la-mitzas chazach ha-b'abiho d'ka asim ach ba-say. Migo only works when your chazaka was in front of the person you claim to have bought it from. A migu doesn't work on a chazaka she'ein ima taina. What does he mean by this? He means, you have to figure out what he's trying to say, but said the Yad Rama, messing up all our plans, said the Yad Rama, migu lo meharni lechazaka she'ein ima taina. And why is this chazaka she'ein ima taina? Because the taina is that kana meha marakama. And the chazaka, you don't have chazaka against marakama. Why? Because it was moche. The chazaka is only, arba shanim bifnei hama'arer. Basically, my first 2 years of chazaka were erased by the machah. So I am chazaka 4 years in front of the ma'arer, but I claim in front of the arkama, when my chazaka is not the first thing that would from, you can't use amigo. Okay, very fascinating. Why can't you use amigo here? After all, amigo is called amigo, right? What does the Ramah think? The Ramah thinks, basically, the amigo is, I ate it 3 years in front of the ma'arer and bought it from the ma'arer. So believe me, I ate it 4 years in front of the ma'arer and bought it from the marakama. Basically, the amigo I could have said I bought it from the ma'arer, believe me, I bought it from the marakama. That's the amigo, right? That's the amigo. And apparently, but the Yadamah seems to think that you can't use amigo from one person to another person. I know I'm adding a few words to the Yadamah, but I think that's the only extent of him. And that makes a lot of sense if we go back to Rav Yochanan's Chakir, if you see amigo as kohat. I don't know if it makes a lot of sense, but it's possible to understand. This Ramah doesn't make a lot of sense, no matter what you say. If you can make a lot of sense out of this Ramah, then I'm willing to trade places with you. But it makes some sense if you look at amigo as kohat taina, and that is a proof that I'm telling the truth, because why would I lie? But as a more formal kohatayin, you can understand. Amigo that I could have said I bought from one guy that doesn't give me a tayin that I bought from a different guy. The kohatayin is only against one guy. My chazaka is only against the ma'arer. Why? Because my 2 years in front of the, my 2 years of chazaka against the marakama were erased by the machah. So I have chazaka against the ma'arer. My chazaka against the ma'arer can work by the tayin against the ma'arer. The chazaka against the ma'arer cannot be based on amigo for a taina against the marakama. Why l'churi, you don't say migu, mi baldin lo baldin. You don't say migu to a different person, which I think makes sense. I'll be called a taina. That's what I think is shot in the Ramah. Now, what I want to do is just make this, you know, put this on the board once more. I apologize. And organize it. And then move on to the next part of our sugya. Let's see if I can do this quickly. And relate this question to that question. Migo de Yachol Lomar Kanisi Mimcha. Meaning from the Ma'arer, Lifnei Shalosh Shanim. That is what we are talking about now. That is the topic of the Tosos, Dibur Mafko, Avol Shif, and the Rashbam, Dibur Mafko, Hani Mili, and indirectly the other Tosos also. But I'm not going to conjure that fascinating side point. When does that Migu work? Does this migu work? So, how about if yesh edem al sheishanim ta'an shekana meha marakama lifnei sheish? There's no migu. Why? There's no migu. We know he loses. Why not? And here we have five answers to why there's no migo. One is Yoni says it's a migo against Achmi Shtarach. And Achmi Shtarach is so powerful that it beats migo, which it doesn't say anywhere in Shach, but he has lots of presence in Achronim. Interestingly, the fact that none of the Rishonim say this here, maybe it's a deer otherwise. You can never say it's a deep mukhrach when someone doesn't give an answer to your question. Maybe they just have another answer. Tosfos, the old Harbe Rishonim, said, because it's not a migo, because he could not safely make that taina at first. Right, that's what Tosos and the other Rishonim say. It's not a migo because at first he cannot safely say I bought it from you. Then the guy will say, who am I? It's the marakama who's suing you. And now he wants to claim to buy it from me, and I'm the one. What was number three? Number three was Rav Haigon. He makes an opinta. He said, if
A, there's no migu because he doesn't have a tainus bari, because he claims to have bought it from someone who bought from the Marakama. And we know from many sugyas that if you don't have a tainus bari, you can't use a migu. You can't use a migu if you don't even have a tainus. Okay, four is the Ramban. The Ramban says, or maybe I shouldn't say this. Okay, says the Ramban, because since Kevan de Heidu Sheninza Sham Sheitanim Eno Yachol Litan Shekana Rak Lifnei Shalosh Tanim. Right, that was, and then there was the Yad Ramah. Says the Yad Ramah, again, I'm going to write the way I touched up the Yad Ramah. He says you can't use a migo for Zakshi Shimataina, meaning, right? And Ein Omrim Migu Diyachol Liton Shekana Mi Ruben Neman Liton Shekana Mishimon. You can't use a migo in a chazak sheinu mataina. If your chazak is for one guy, you can't use that chazak in a migo that you want from another guy. Look over, this is what Rosh Hashanah calls koach hataina, because from a purely psychological perspective, why not? If I could have said I bought it from you, I could say I bought it from the guy who sold it to you. Either way, it's mine. I bought it from your chain of title.
Is it okay for the Ramban to say that does he call it a chazaka b'makom edim? And is that a chiddush to say that that also doesn't work even if the edim are your own edim?
It is a bit of a chiddush because the Rabban Yonah says then, oh, maybe I've been there for 3-6 years, but only bought it 3 years ago. Like, it's possible, but it's not a chiddush to say that you can't make a migu against the edim you brought, if they're related. Okay. The nafkamina of this is, what if there's only Adim on 3 years? He said six, and he timed it six, but he said 6 years. But there's only Adim on 3 years. If there's only Adim on 3 years, then can he say 6 years? Okay, the Ramban explicitly says that Nema, that's his point. Yeah, if there are only even 3 years, I would have a good Migo. I can believe that I bought it 6 years ago, the Migo. Because now I could have said I bought it 3 years ago. The Yad Ramah, Lachora would say that I'm not Nema, because just because I have a Migo, I could have said I bought it from one guy. I have no right for that in a taina. Rav Haigon would say, I don't have a taina's bari. What's the difference? It's not just as a migo if I don't have a taina's bari. That's clear from all the sugyas. That's daf mem aleph and daf lamed, etc. If I don't even have a taina's bari, you can't say you leave with a migo. I don't make a taina. No matter what one does you say. You have to have a taina, you use a migo. How about a bird toast and everyone else? A man, it's not a migo. Why? Because I... What do you mean, go? I could have, if I was a liar, I could have said 3 years. I couldn't at the time. Be afraid to say that originally. And according to Yoni's chat, this also would not be an amigo, right? Because it doesn't matter. I'm still going against Achmi Shtar. Okay, so basically, it's nafkamina between Ramban and everyone else. Let's just add one more nafkamina. Nafkamina is the Rashbam, Dibur Maskel, Hani Mili, Vehani Mili, Vehani Mili. Meaning, what if, right, Yeshlo Edim al Gimel Shanim, V'Toein Sheva Shanim
That's the difference between the Rashbam and many Rishonim versus the Yesh Mepharshim and the Ramban. Obviously, this the Ramban thinks it's a valid Migul. I mean, you always have a valid Migul. This is the Ramban and the Yesh Mepharshim. And the Yesh Mepharshim in the Rashbam, who says he's Naaman Vipingo. If he says seven, he only needs to produce three. However, according to some of these other Pshatim, let's see if it works. According to the Adurma, you should not be Naaman and Amigo. Because, having Amigo from a Chazaka that I bought it from you, how can I then say Amigo? Believe me, I bought it from someone else. So according to the Adurma, should be Amo Naaman. According to Yomi, it should be Naaman Taka, right? Because I did not actually start against me.
I didn't think it was
meaning the Yeshivar and the Rashbam might not be the Ramban, they might be you, right? According to Tosos, I think it's Pasha not. Because you can't say Amigo, I could have said 3 years, because I would be afraid to say 3 years originally, less all of a sudden they pull a switcheroo and the Markham to Flayway train. According to Rav Haigon, who says that I don't have a Tainus Bari, Lachore, if I don't have a Tainus Bari, then even a Migo is not going to help me. If I don't have a Tainus Bari, even a Migo is not going to help me. How's a Migo going to help me? If I have Adam of 7 years, then that's an interesting question. How is even Adam of 7 years going to help me if I don't have a Tainus Bari? I say, you bought it from Levi, you bought it from Yehuda. And you say, you bought it from Yehuda. You have to say you have no Adam that Yehuda is the Marakama. You have no Adam since Kamkin. You have no Adam who is Markama. So if I claim to have bought it from him 7 years ago, I claim to have bought it from Levi 7 years ago, Taka, you would be Naaman, I think. Okay. Nere Shenaman Bemigo. Rav Haigon makes it very complicated, I admit. Why? I'll tell you why. Because I'm saying Migo, believe me, I bought it from Levi 7 years ago. If I bought it from Levi 7 years ago and Yehuda sold it to you 3 years ago, and we have no proof Yehuda's Marakama, then, no. All right. I might actually just have no idea how Rav Haigon is going to work out. We don't have much from Rav Haigon. I say, I bought it from Levi, I bought it from Yehuda, Eidish Nechazaka. Reuven said, I bought it 4 years ago, and therefore you bought from Levi something that he didn't own. And if I say ain't got old maxic Migo, because the maxic says I bought it from Levi, who says he bought it from Yehuda. And what if he said 7 years? Then how would that help? If he said 7 years, if he's 7 years that worked, then Levi had a 3 year. Then he had 3 year chazaka before you came around. If I say I bought it from Levi 7 years ago, then the Marakama never denied it. Okay, let's leave this as a question mark. Why is this a question mark? It's a all right, leave this as a question mark. Rav Haigon is going to need some more work, I realize. More complicated than I thought. Okay, basically, this is the Rashbam, the Harvey Rishonim. Okay, so you see, basically, these are how these two books are linked, two different ways of reading why there's no Migo in the Sukkah. Now let's go to the real meaty part of our Sukkah. What is the real meaty part of our sugya? The stira between our Gemara and the Gemara on Daf Lamates. What does the Gemara say on Daf Lamates? Someone summarize me in one sentence. What does the Daf Lamates on the base?
Yeah. Limchos kol shalosh v'shalosh.
Yes, Limchos every 3 years. Meaning the bacha expires after 3 years. If I make a bacha in Tashnayim Tes and then another one Tashnayim Pei Gimel, it doesn't help because it expires after 3 years. Okay, how is that a kasha in our Gemara?
starts 4 years ago?
Because he made a machah 4 years ago. If he made a machah 4 years ago, then why didn't his machah expire? And I am a machah yolam yisod. So why didn't it expire if he made it 4 years ago? Right? What does it say in daf resh? Daf lamed amud aleph. Machah lifnei arba shanim mehani. That is a stira. After all, how could a four-year-old machah work? The machah expires after 3 years. Okay, who cannot answer this stira? Who cannot answer this stira? Tosfos. Not Tosfos here. Tosfos Lama Tess says, what must be? Yeah. Must be must focus on sugyas. After all, that was only the psak and Daf Lama Tess on the days. Like Reish Lakish, right? Yochanan disagrees. What do you mean? Your mocha wants he's like a gazel. You think he has chazak anymore? He's not a gazel. And Amar Rabbi helps the tzarch limkol sof kol shalosh to shalosh. Okay, Rabbi Paskins helps the tzarch limkol sof kol shalosh to shalosh, like Reish Lakish, but maybe Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. It's not clear if Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. If he asks a question, is that disagreeing or is that just, you know, talking and learning? But maybe you have to say the dochak, that because you have to run the word behilchasa. And you've argued on the behilchasa of Rava. The dochak, Tosa says yes. Tosa says, Allahai taima hada amr le'el of Allah shishnin, ain't the kamacha gidol of Yizol, pliga ahafta hacha, the ka'amr tarflimkos called gimel le gimel. We pass him again from our Lama Tesa Maze. Why? Because Lama Tesa Maze is Rava. But who's talking on top of Daf Lamed Aleph? Who's talking on top of Daf Lamed Aleph? No, I'm a Rava. Be the imchi the kar the shnei tuvah shnei chazaka. But
some of the Gemara.
Some of the Gemara adds behind me laying galach l'sheva. That's what it says. This stam of the Gemara, kamar la, v'lo, kamar shapasa, grein chanan, and everywhere else in the world, halacha, kibar, kapara. Tos, you're right, Dobie, you could have said this old Rava's words, but I think the Pashim shouted like Tos, the stam of the Gemara, and Pashim, stam of the Gemara against, okay, who else agrees with Tosos? The only person I found agreeing with Tosos is one of the Balik Tosos, the Ritzvah, quoted in Agos Maimonios, agrees with Tosos, so there's not such a tremendous Kiddush. Not the Ritzvah, the Reed. Okay, not such a big Kiddush that the Ri agrees with Tosos. The Ri is the main author of Tosos. I guess we can pass agree the less helps ke bar kapara. So Tosos says the machlok stachogias. Yes.
Let me make it easier. The on the side of the Gemara, those are point of the Rish. The Rishash reads that Tosos and the Sham don't have the helps of Rava at the end of the study here.
Oh, really? How does he know that?
So he just says Miraj and Tosos near the Logar Sina.
Ah, Nira, interesting. Ah, interesting. He says the Rif and Rush don't help the Grub. You don't help the Grub, it's much easier to say that the Psak is against Rish Lakish, right? Because after all, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, I questioned him. So, okay, that's a nice Ara, right? If you say it says on the side of fancy Gemaras, maybe Tosos didn't have help the Grub. But even if Tosos didn't have help the Grub, a stone of the Gemara is Basra and beats Rava. Although it's still strange to be Doha, the Rava saying the Helchasa. Okay, that's a good horror. I like it. Maria Gershon doesn't have it either. Okay, great. So says Tosos, it's Machlok Sasugyas. And he paskins like ours. Again, if you have Amar Rabbi Helchasa, it's a much more Doha to say the stomach of the Gemara. I mean, Rava was pretty Basra, right? Rava was the second last generation of Amorai, and he used the phrase Hilchasa, not just Stami said something. Say the Stam of the Gemara when he gets Rava, it could be, when he gets some Hilchasa of Rava, it could be, but it's strange. If you don't have Hilchasa of Rava, if you don't make yours, it works much better. I don't know, someone should examine all the Gersas, but you're right. If the Rif and the Rush don't have a Hilchasa of Rava, L'chorad, that's exactly how the line Rifts and Rush, the Rift and Rush should bring. If they don't have it, that's a good ride, and then maybe it wasn't in everyone's ears. Great. Okay, so that's Tosos and the Reed. Right? Okay, I mean, we don't need to have the Reed of Tosos. Who else is Tosos? Not the Reed.
Do different people say that Helchata
is
added later?
Asking the question in a very strange way, but it doesn't matter. Here's Amar Rava Helchata. Everyone agrees Amar Rava Helchata is a quote of Rava.
That's not
That's not
Hilchata. The question is Stam Hilchata. Stam Hilchata, when were Stam Hilchata added? Were they added by the Gaonim, by these mysterious people called Savarayim, by the last Amarayim? That's very controversial, and I don't think your Frumkeit is Machria, one way or the other. I mean, even Frum people, like Rishonim, could say that the Hilchata were added later, and Rishonim are still considered Frum people. Okay, I don't know, in 10 years, by now Rishonim are still considered Frum people. You know, even though they said some unyeshivish things once in a while. But here it's Amar Rav Hilchasa. So I don't think that's relevant. Okay. However, what does Tosfos point out? If you look at Lashon, Ula High Taima, Hada Amar Le'el, etc. This is only according to High Taima. What does Tosfos point out? Tosfos points out something which Ula High Taima is basically saying something that the Baal HaMor makes very explicit. He says, no, there are two shitas in that Lama test. Only according to one shita, it's a stira. But according to the other shita, it's not a stira, right? That's why Tosfos says the words ula hai taima ha da amar le'el, etc., etc. What's la hai taima? Well, he says ein lafarish de taima, ela taima, right? There's the taima he doesn't like, the taima he does like. According to the taima he does like, there's a stira which has to be answered. According to the taima he doesn't like, there's no stira in the first place, which was made very, very explicit by the Baal HaMor, who says, I'll prove to you the taima Tosfos doesn't like. Otherwise, this is theory of Lamed Aleph. Okay, what do I mean by all this? What I mean is that the fundamental hakira in the Rishonim, which the Rashbam quotes on Daf Lamed Tes, why do you have to be Mocha every 3 years? Meaning, L'chaim Taima. Why do you have to be Mocha every 3 years? Lama Sarech Limchos Kol Gimel V'Gimel. What are the two pshatim that Rashbam says? What's the pshat he doesn't like and Tosfos doesn't like?
New purpose.
Exactly. Because if not, the machzik can claim that he bought it after the Mechah. Meaning, why didn't he Mechah every 3 years? Because if he did a Mechah, it's Tashanayim Tess. 3 years later, you can say, of course I know you're Mechah, but I bought it after that. And then you weren't looking for 3 years, it's valid. This is, who says this? The Rabbeinu Gershon says this. This is Rabbeinu Gershon, actually, it's not uncommon. It's not always. It's not uncommon that when the Rashbam quotes Yishom and rejects him as Rabbeinu Gershom, not always, but not uncommon. The Rashbam brings it as a Havamina, right? He says the Yesh Mefarshim Time Shartz Limchos Kol Gimel Kol Yitzol La'Achar Mechal Mechar Toli Velo Nehira. The Yesh Mefarshim Rashbam, who's obviously Rabbeinu Gershom, meaning he had the Masorah Rashbam, and which other Rishon agrees with them? The Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor. And what's the other shot? What did the Rashbam say and Tosfos say? What's the reason? Exactly. If not, he can claim he bought it before being careful with his star 3 years after the Mechah. Right, this is the Rashbam himself, this is Tosfos, and this is pretty much all the Rishonim there. I don't know who was on this list. The Avramah there, the Ritva there, the Rashba here, the Rush there, basically all the other Rishonim.
The Avramah seems to say something else.
Okay.
He said that we don't think you took it serious.
It's Nikla the one I wrote, and therefore I wasn't careful my star because it's like, so that you weren't really Mocha. Right? In the end, it's not being careful my star.
Right.
Okay, basically, the fundamental hakira is the need for a constant 3-year renewal to prevent the claim of new purchase or to prevent the claim of old purchase and losing the shtar. What does Tosfos hint at? Well, high time. That's not a hint. It's just a shtar Tosfos. And the Baal Mor say very explicitly, the nafka mina is our sugya. The nafka mina is our sugya. According to the Rabbi Gershom's shot, our sugya is glatt. Our sugya is fine. If you're not mocha every 4 years, I can claim a new purchase. That's okay. He said our sugya. So our sugya, why doesn't he win? He didn't claim a new purchase. He claimed the old purchase. Right? And that's exactly what Baal Mor says. I'll prove to you my shot is right. Because the first line is not Flam and Olive. That's what Tosfos says. High time. This is never an issue according to the other shot that I reject. It's only an issue according to this shot. Right? So, says Tosfos and the Baal Mor, they all say that it's not difficult. Oh, he wasn't vocal with Gimel and Gimel. That just gives you a pass out to say I bought it afterwards. But since an arsugi, he claims that I bought it beforehand, that doesn't help. Not difficult because he would only win if Ta'an Shekana Achar HaMechira V'sugyan Hare Ta'an Shekana Mechira Mecha, right? HaMecha, that is Mechira, actually the same thing. Kodem HaMecha, right? According to Rabbi Gershom, the Baal Mor, no, you're not allowed to say, well, then this or my shtar. Just because you let 3 years elapse, you're allowed to say you bought it. You're never saying you bought it mechadash, but you're not going to say you weren't Israel your shtar. Oh, why didn't have a migul if you bought mechadash? That was our last portion. Okay, said reading this portion. So therefore, that's exactly what it means. There's no problem whatsoever. Only according to this shot, you're never to say that it's kasha. Lama b'sugyan. Eino Naman Litone Shekana Lifne Shesh Lunizhar Bishtaro. And that's why Tosos gives one answer. Tosos. And the reader goes, when you say it's Machlokas Asodios. Machlokas Asodios. Basically, machlokes is psychology. Would the guy lose his shtar if you were both inquired for 3 years? Baal Mor and the Rabbi Gershom, no way he would lose his shtar. Our Gemara is for consensus. All the other Mishnayos say, of course he would lose his shtar if he were required for 3 years. Our Gemara doesn't make sense. But what the hell said? Our Gemara argues. Okay, the other Mishnayos have other answers, but we're ready over time. So we'll pick up, we'll just briefly finish up this sugya, Amir Tashem, next time. And then we will go on to Daf Lamed Aleph. Very, very, very important sugyas. Okay.
I don't have to be in the room to ask you the same question. Where did you get?
We're in the middle of number 3 on the Makoros sheets.
Okay. How far?
We basically, you know, I think we basically got up to, we didn't discuss the, okay, fine. We basically did everything, most except for the last two lines. Okay, we'll have to come back to some details, but we basically did everything except for the last two lines.
including the Hagos Maimonios?
Half of it. Fine. Last three lines. Seder.
Okay.
Tiki. We did half that, Gus. We did the Re, not the Ritzbah. Okay, we're in the middle of number 3. Again, feel free to ask questions. One thing I have to say, I was